The stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are taking our first look at Edge of the Earth, the new expansion, I should say expansions, for the Arkham Horror LCG. That's right, FFG dropped two expansions on us on Thursday. One of the expansions is entirely player cards, and the other is a new campaign. We have a lot to talk about today. So I am going to divide my preview up into three episodes. The first is going to look at the campaign. Not much information there, but we will look at what the Investigator expansion and the campaign expansion include. The second part will take a look at the new Investigators, five new Investigators coming in Edge of the Earth. And the final part will take a look at the player cards. We've got a lot to talk about today, so let's get started. Before we jump into our preview of Edge of the Earth, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these previews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. FFG announced two new expansions for the Arkham Horror LCG on Thursday. Both of them are entitled Edge of the Earth. That's right, investigators are headed off to Antarctica. And I know there are many players who have been excited about the prospect of heading toward Antarctica and experiencing at the Mountains of Madness, and it is happening. There are two expansions. The first, Edge of the Earth. The campaign expansion contains nothing but the encounter cards for the campaign. And the second, Edge of the Earth, the Investigator expansion, contains nothing but the player cards. So the biggest thing here is we have a new release model for the game. Mythos packs are a thing of the past, and going forward, we will likely see this dual box structure heading forward. I think that this is a long time coming for those of you who have been listening to my work here on the channel or over at Great Old Ones Gaming. I have been predicting that FFG would be changing up its release model for the past couple months, and I'm glad to see they finally pulled the trigger and decided to move in a different direction. I think the Mythos pack model was beginning to really show its age after the five-year mark. There are several problems with that release model. I mean, the first of which being the fact that as you release more and more of these Mythos packs, it makes it much more difficult for new players to get into the game because they have to track down six Mythos packs in over seven or eight different cycles. That can make getting into the game pretty challenging, especially with the production issues that we have seen lately. A lot of the Mythos packs were difficult to find, and that was creating a lot of frustration in the community. I think that the Mythos pack structure also, I mean, it creates problems for players because, of course, due to the campaign nature of the game, if you happen to miss one of the Mythos packs, it makes it kind of difficult to play a campaign when you're missing episode 3 of 8. And so that's a bit of a detractor. I think it's tough on retailers too, because they have to pack, obviously keep a lot more products in stock. So there are a lot of limitations to this model, and I'm to the Mythos pack model, and I'm glad to see that we are moving away from it. Now, the Edge of the Earth Investigator expansion will contain about 250 player cards and five new investigators. We are getting Daniela Reyes, who is the Guardian Investigator, Monterey Jack, who is the Rogue Investigator, Bob Jenkins, who is presumably the Survivor Investigator. Not much information available about Bob. Norman Withers, who will be the Seeker, and Lily Chen, who will be the Mystic. So five new investigators, very exciting to be taking a look at those in part two of this preview. Now, the Edge of the Earth campaign expansion will contain 300 scenario cards to support the entirety of the campaign. I think this new release model is very exciting because it really gives the designer MJ Newman and her team a lot more latitude to explore what this game can be. It by separating the investigator cards from the from the campaign cards. They can explore some new design space there without having to necessarily be too worried about the campaign. And by separating the campaign from the player cards, they can really begin to explore new avenues for where the campaign can go. And I think that the Edge of the Earth, from what we've seen so far, we shall see there are some definite changes coming in the campaign structure. So Mythos packs are gone. That is a big perk. Now, the nice thing about these two expansions is that you do not need the Investigator expansion to play the campaign expansion and vice versa. If you just want the player cards, you buy the Investigator expansion. If you don't care about player cards, I can't imagine there are many players who would say that. But if you don't want the player cards and just prefer the campaign, you can pick up the campaign expansion and be perfectly and play it perfectly well. Now, there are rumors. I think it's I've seen some leaks lately that there is going to be a revised core set being released, likely before Edge of the Earth hits stores. The preview article was noticeably absent with a release date for Edge of the Earth, and I don't really expect it until sometime this fall. I expect them to be releasing the Arkham Horror revised core set before that. So ideally, once the revised core set hits stores, you will only need a revised core set and the campaign box in order to play the campaign, which will make it a lot easier on players. So if you want to play the Edge of the Earth campaign, all you'll need is the campaign box and a core set, and you'll be good to go. And if you want the new Investigators and player cards, well, you can certainly pick up the Edge of the Earth Investigator expansion as well. Now, the only potential issue I see with this new format is the price. The campaign expansion is going to retail for about $59.99 US, while the Investigator expansion retails for $39 US. So buying both when they are released will set you back about $100 US or slightly more here on the plateau. Now, I'm sure that FFG has run the numbers, and if you calculated the price of purchasing a deluxe expansion and all six Mythos packs, the price probably comes out to be about the same in the long run. My only concern with the price tag here is that $100 is a pretty big hit for 1 month. Is going to be a pretty big hit for 1 month for some players. The one advantage of the Mythos pack format is that you're spreading the cost of playing the campaign out over 6 to 8 months time period. So if you don't happen to have a huge chunk of change on you right away, you can spread that cost out over several months. Here, you don't really have that luxury. If you don't have the money to buy both the Investigator box and the campaign box, you can purchase the Investigator cards and play all the campaigns that have been released up to this point. And then once you've got the money, you can pick up the campaign expansion or vice versa. So it does give some players some options. It's a big chunk of change to drop in 1 month. But FFG probably wouldn't have gone for this model unless they figured that players could afford it. And I think it's still cheaper than other card games on the market. I mean, the price tag for the Investigator expansion at $39 is really quite good compared to, say, the Return 2 boxes, which retail for, I think, around $35. And you get a lot less player cards in those than you do this Investigator box. So I think the price tag for the Investigator cards is really quite attractive, and you'll be able to. I think it will be very attractive to players. Now there are some highlights for the Investigator expansion. We are getting the five new Investigators: Daniela Reyes, Monterey Jack, Bob Jenkins, Norman Withers, and Lily Chen. And the other big thing to note is that the gold multi-class cards are going to make their return for the first time since the Circle Undone. The first batch of gold multi-class cards see quite a bit of play. Some of them are quite powerful, and players really seem to like them. And so we are going to be getting a whole bunch more of those in the Investigator expansion. And the designers are exploring some new design space here. We are getting Investigator player cards, these gold multi-class cards, that are actually level, they have level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4, level 5 versions of these cards. So I think rather than the first batch of gold cards included the second, I think they were released in the Secret Name, and then it was For the Greater Good that released the upgrades. And the upgrades, you received one upgrade for each class of the card. So if you had like the Grizzly Totem, for example, you had the Grizzly Totem gold card, and then you had the two upgrades, one for the Seeker and one for the Survivor. It looks like the designers are doing away with that this time and simply creating an upgrade for the gold cards that is either Mystic or can go in either class. So that should save a little bit of, give them a few more cards to work with, since they don't have to design a gold card and then another card for each of the classes. You'll simply be able to purchase an upgraded gold card possibly and go from there. So it looks like the designers are tweaking a whole bunch of things about how the game is produced. And so far, I really like what I see. Stick around for part 3 of this preview, where I will be going through several of the cards that were released, including several of the gold cards that were previewed. Now, the campaign expansion, they didn't provide a whole lot of information about the campaign. They did say you will only need one copy of the core set and the campaign expansion to get started. So this is going to be a great entry point for new players, especially if the revised core set comes into being. They'll simply be able to pick up the revised core set, which will have two copies of all the player cards, presumably, and then this campaign expansion, and they will have months of enjoyment. Now, while the campaign expansion contains more than 300 scenario cards, that doesn't necessarily mean that the campaign will be sticking to the traditional format of 8 scenarios that we have seen. I think the beauty of this product is it's going to really allow MJ Newman and her team to explore all sorts of avenues for scenarios. The preview article does hint at some of the new directions they will be taking scenarios, and this will really liberate the designers to just go, you know, let their imaginations run wild and do all sorts of crazy stuff. According to the preview article, the scenarios are going to be flowing into each other in a much more dynamic way and feature a lot more branching paths. There's going to be lengthy multi-part scenarios that include checkpoints and interludes, and the campaign is going to be unfolding differently each time depending on the decisions that you make. So who knows how many scenarios there are going to be in this box. Traditionally, we've usually had 2 in the deluxe expansion and then 1 in each of the 6 Mythos packs, with the exception, of course, of the Dream Eaters campaign, which featured 4 scenario campaigns. So who knows? There could be, you know, 6 long scenarios or 10, you know, slightly shorter scenarios, or maybe a mix and match, you know, where you've got sort of 6 traditional scenarios and then maybe 4 longer multi-part scenarios. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this campaign unfolds, and it really should improve the replayability of these campaigns. I think the Mythos packs, you know, there's only so many cards, so many player cards and encounter cards that they can stuff into those Mythos packs. So the designers have to be pretty careful about which cards they choose. This big box gives them a lot more latitude to play around with the card counts. So looking forward to seeing that. Now, the Edge of the Earth preview does not provide much in the way of information about the campaign itself. Basically, you know, bad things are happening in the in Antarctica, and the investigators are headed down to the Antarctic to figure out what the Mythos is up to. So bad things are going on. The investigators begin the campaign stranded in Antarctica with the surviving members of their expedition team after their plane either crashes or is swatted out of the sky by some sort of Mythos entity. So the investigators will need to figure out how to survive in the inhospitable wastes of Antarctica and conduct their investigation. Now, the investigators will not be alone for this particular campaign. There is an expedition team, quite a large expedition team, to be honest. We've got, it looks like, 9 members of the expedition team. We have James Cookie Fredericks, we've got Dr. Amy Kensler, Dr. Mala Singh, Danforth, Avery Claypool, Professor William Dyer, Takata Hiroko, Elia Ashevek, and Roald Ellsworth. The investigators will have these expedition members along for the ride. So I think much like the Dunwich Legacy campaign, which featured a lot of allies along the way, these expedition members are going to add a new twist to this particular campaign. Now, it's worth noting that these expedition members have the partner keyword. We haven't seen that before. While the partner keyword probably has no rules associated with it, I'm sure there will be other encounter cards that will reference the partner keyword. Now, the big thing here is that investigators must take care to keep the members of the expedition team healthy and sane, because apparently once you lose them, they are gone for good. So if you happen to be playing a scenario and one of these expedition members goes down to an enemy or is driven insane or dies, you will not have them for the rest of the campaign. And that will have important consequences as the campaign goes forward, because it seems highly likely that investigators will need help from each of these investigators at each of these expedition members at some point during the campaign. And losing one of them has the potential to make the campaign that much more difficult, or possibly close off some of the paths that are open to the investigators as they move forward. So this is a really fascinating mechanic. It's going to create a lot of replayability depending on which expedition members survive and which ones perish along the way. And I mean, this is the Arkham Horror LCG, so it's highly likely that not all of these expedition members will be making it to the final scenario. Just to take a quick look at some of the power of these expedition members, a lot of them have quite a bit of health and sanity. We can see here that Takata Hiroko, the airplane mechanic, has 3 health and 3 sanity. Elia Ashevek, the dog handler, he's got 3 health and 3 sanity. Roald Ellsworth has 4 health and 2 sanity. So they have a lot of health and sanity. That's a lot of soak. It's also worth noting that they have the ally trait. So if you run into trouble, you can heal them using various player cards that target allies. So that's a nice something that you probably want to keep in your back pocket just in case one of your expedition members takes a little bit more damage or horror than you were expecting. You can pull out some of those player cards, largely Guardian cards, but I think there are some others in the game as well that you can use to heal these expedition members if necessary. Now, taking a look here, we've got 4 that are visible. Professor William Dyer, Professor of Geology. He has the partner keyword, uses 3 secrets, spend 1 secret and exhaust Professor William Dyer. Heal 2 horror from an investigator. Looks like, or maybe possibly ally at your location. So he has 3 secrets, so it provides a little bit of healing horror. Takata Hiroko, the airplane mechanic, he has 9 resources, and you can exhaust him to move up to presumably some resources from Takata Hiroko to your resource pool. So if you bring Takata along, you'll have a nice pool of 9 resources there waiting for you. Elia Ashevek, the dog handler, he enters play with 3 secrets, and you can spend a secret and exhaust him to attempt to evade with a base agility skill of, it is hidden in the card fan, And probably if you succeed, you may move to a connecting location. So he provides you with some extra evasion. And Roald Ellsworth, the intrepid explorer, he has a free triggered ability that during an investigator's turn, exhaust Roald and spend one supply, choose a treachery attached to any location, treat that treachery first being as if it were blank. It's text box. Yeah, treat the treachery's text box as if it were blank until the end of the turn. And he's got 4 health and 2 sanity. So each of these expedition members has some sort of special ability that you'll be able to tap into as you play through the campaign. And they have a fair amount of health and sanity, so hopefully they'll stick around, but you may need to bring some healing along just to top them up along the way. Of course, the scenarios wouldn't be complete without all of the scenario cards that will be included in the box, 300 in all. I think the new release model is going to give the designers a lot more latitude to play around with the scenario. So we should see some really exciting innovations here. And I think just judging by the cards in the card fan here, there are some very tantalizing clues to what investigators will be encountering. Judging by the treacherous path card, the one up in the right hand corner there, with the expedition team with their mules, they are going to be introducing a new type of chaos token with the snowflake symbol. And if you reveal these snowflake symbol tokens during skill tests, you're going to be taking you're going to be taking damage or horror for each snowflake token revealed. So we're getting a new kind of token in this campaign, the snowflake tokens, which, of course, drawing those is going to be very bad indeed. Looks like at least this one location will force you to draw them, and I'm sure there'll be treachery cards in the encounter deck and whatnot that will trigger off of these snowflake tokens as well. So we'll have to wait and see what kind of mechanic adds these snowflake tokens to the game. To the chaos bag and how often you'll be drawing them. I suspect there's probably going to be a scenario that involves some sort of overland journey, and these snowflake tokens could potentially show up there quite frequently. But of course, with this new campaign structure, these snowflake tokens might be around in every scenario. So that is one thing to keep in mind. So I think it is revealed. So yeah, chaos bag manipulation could play an important role in keeping those snowflake tokens at bay. Now we've got the constricting elder thing down here in the lower left corner. And the important thing I wanted to point out about that is that it appears that at least one of the scenarios in this campaign is going to have levels like the Depths of Yoth scenario from the Forgotten Age. Depths of Yoth being a very popular scenario to play as a standalone, just to see how low you can go and how deep you can go into the Depths of Yoth. So we are going to be seeing this level mechanic once again, where it says here that X is the level of your location. So if you remember At the Mountains of Madness, the short story by H.P. Lovecraft, the protagonists in that story head deeper and deeper into the city of the Elder Things. So I think we'll be there'll be at least one scenario that has us journeying down, and we will have to keep our eye out for constricting Elder Things. Now, the Crumbling Ruins treachery here also has some interesting game text on it. It seems to suggest that chaos tokens will be attached to locations and or come under the control of investigators at some point. And then if you reveal a matching chaos token during a skill test, bad things will happen. It's not very clear from the card how these chaos tokens will be attached to locations or fall under the control of investigators, but you can already see here that the designers are really playing around with the chaos bag, First, by adding these snowflake tokens, and second, by sometimes these tokens will come out of the bag and maybe attach to locations or come under your control. And then, say, if you control a skull and then another skull is revealed, bad things are going to happen. And so that is something to keep in mind as well. The FFG did say they will be releasing another preview article for the campaign expansion in the future. So we'll be looking forward to that to get a little more information about the new Chaos tokens, as well as this this matching mechanic that is hinted at here on Crumbling Ruins. Finally, we have the Manifestation of Madness, a new enemy with 3 fight, 3 health, and 3 evade. Hunter Monster Eidolon. It mentions a Tekeli Lee deck. Of course, Tekeli Lee being the sound made by the Shoggoths in At the Mountains of Madness. Now, this, of course, we don't have a lot of information about this Tekeli Lee deck, but it appears that you will have to shuffle two cards, the top two cards of the Tekeli Lee deck, into your draw deck without looking at them. And for each card that you cannot shuffle into your deck, this Manifestation of Madness deals +1 damage and +1 horror for this attack. So, again, we don't know how many cards are in the Tekeli Lee deck or what these cards even do once they get into your draw deck. Potentially, they will be their effects will be similar to weaknesses that will give investigators setbacks along the way. So not only do you have to shuffle these cards into your deck to avoid when this thing attacks, but if you can't do it, then you are going to be taking more damage and horror. So we'll be waiting for more information about the Tekeli Lee deck as well. So lots of interesting tidbits in the card fan here. We've got the new type of Chaos token with the snowflake symbol. We've got scenarios that will feature levels that you will have to explore. Perhaps they'll be using a similar mechanic to Depths of Yoth, where you explore a level, then replace all the locations, and then do it again and just see how deep that you can go. We've got Chaos tokens that may be either attached to locations or taken control of by investigators. I guess that's kind of a double-edged sword. At least, you know, the Chaos token is out of the bag, but by the same token, if you reveal a matching token, you could be in trouble. And then, of course, this mysterious Tekeli Lee deck that will be shuffling cards into your draw deck, which is never a good thing. They will probably be as impactful, if not more impactful, than weaknesses. And so that is potentially bad news as well. So that's going to do it for my look at the Edge of the Earth campaign expansion and just a brief look at the Investigator expansion. I hope that you'll join me in part 2 for my look at the new investigators that we are getting in the Investigator expansion. We have quite a bit of information about some of the investigators, especially Lily Chen, a personal favorite of mine, and Norman Withers, who's been something of a known quantity for a few years now, but I hope that you will join me in part 2 for that. That's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoyed what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter at manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your elder sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.